Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, June 14, 2017, the National Music Publishers Association announces at their annual meeting in New York that from here on, Yoko Ono would receive songwriting credits on John Lennon's Imagine. On this day, 2009, Bob Bogle, lead guitarist and co-founder of The Ventures, passes away at the age of 75. The band is best known for their instrumental hits Walk Don't Run and Hawaii 5-0. On this day, 2003, Jerry Marsden of Jerry and the Pacemakers is awarded a Member of the British Empire Medal by Queen Elizabeth II. On this day in 1986, Patti LaBelle and Michael McDonald have Billboard's top tune with On My Own. The pair actually recorded their vocal parts separately and never met until after the song went to number one. On this day in 1970, Eric Clapton's Derek and the Dominoes made their live debut in Britain. The group was joined by Dave Mason, who played the guitar parts performed by Dwayne Allman on Derek and the Dominoes' only studio album, Layla. On this day in 1968, 23-year-old Rod Stewart got his first major exposure in the U.S. when he opened a tour with the Jeff Beck Group at the Fillmore East in New York. On this day in 1967, Daydream Believer by the Monkees is recorded at RCA Studio A in Hollywood. It's the only song on the Birds, the Bees, and the Monkees album that all four members of the band actually performed on, and the only one that included Peter Tork at all. He played piano on the track. And on this day, June 14, 1965, Paul McCartney records a song by himself after trying unsuccessfully to fit the rest of the Beatles in. What's the song? The answer right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, June 14, 1965, Paul McCartney records a song by himself after trying unsuccessfully to fit in the rest of the Beatles. The song would later be recorded by over 3,000 other artists and become the most covered tune in music history. In describing it, Paul had said, "I did the tune easily, and then the words took about 2 weeks. That song is Yesterday."
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away.